you know, timing's everything. Tony gives me a ring and tells me about the Stenoline party, and then the corridor darkens and two boys are making an ad next door. As I said, timing is everything. Jerry Armstrong and Logie, boys, good morning.
Good morning.
Frank, how are you?
I'm very well. Jerry, you are suntanned and bronzed, obviously.
It's a wee bit hot in New York at the moment. It's around 30 degrees, so anybody from Northern Ireland over at the minute will certainly confirm what I'm telling you, Frank.
Slice, Frank, it's just the sun time.
I can't be sure whether it's real.
It's painted on.
Oh, Jesus, he's now unbuttoning the shirt.
Look at that, you open it, and the name, I also suffered enough stuff that, Jerry.
So you can do that on radio.
What about the buzz? What about the buzz at the moment?
The buzz is fantastic. I mean, I get so many people contacting me. I've had phone calls from people in France and Germany, and, you know, because we're going to France, because we're in the same group as Germany, and they all want to know about Northern Ireland, and it's as if we've sort of taken the clock back about 30 odd years, and we're making an impact. You know, a team that's gone 11 games without defeat has certainly made an impact, and even though we're not one of the favourites, I think we can still cause a big surprise, Frank.
Where could they get the points?
The points, I think, can come in the first game. You know, the first game's really important against Poland. Poland have Lewandowski there, who's a lot of people's favourite for the top goal scorer. But I think if we can keep him quiet, and Michael O'Neill's the sort of manager, will do his homework and make sure he's got the team briefed. We'll be good on our set plays. We'll make it difficult for anybody to play us. And the confidence, this is the key, the confidence is very, very high.
Logie, you know, you've been covering sports since Adam was a boy, and
we've
seen the excitement of Northern Ireland, we've seen the excitement of the Republic of Ireland, but to get the two of them together going to the same competition is amazing.
Well, Frank, I was on UTV Live last week, and they were talking about how Michael O'Neill said that football here in the past was divisive, but he felt that it was now everybody was coming together, and I tend to agree with that. You know what I mean? The wee line is you could meet anybody and again they say, oh, I hope O'Neill does well. You're not sure which one, but at the same time I think they want both to do well, and that's the key to it. In the past there might have been animosity from a small fringe of either side. I don't see that now. I think, listen, everybody's enjoying the party atmosphere. And the beauty of Northern Ireland and the Republic, nobody really cares. Well, I suppose maybe, I think there's less pressure in Northern Ireland. I think Northern Ireland can go. I know what Jerry talks about the match against Poland, but it doesn't matter what Northern Ireland do. You know, they've achieved already, you know, and Michael O'Neill has been unbelievable. I would worry about the opening game. That's a crucial game, because the Poles, I watched them play against the Republic. They're very strong, they're very big, they're very athletic. They have a couple of very tasty players all around the park, you know, never mind up front. And if we could get a draw out of that, Frank, I think I'd be very happy for Northern Ireland to get a point in that one. What do you think?
A draw is a great result. That's I'm hoping for. But then I was thinking, like, Ukraine are probably the team that you would like to try and get a win against, if you can do. But if you look at the results at the weekend, Romania 3, Ukraine 4, a 7-goal thriller. And then, and I know some of the players, obviously, there's Konoplyanka is one of the players who plays in Seville. I watch him play in the Spanish La Liga all the time. I look at Krakowiak, who plays for Poland, who's a central midfield player. Very tasty player, as Logie said. And Lewandowski is the goal scorer. So all in round, they're tough teams. But then Germany is everybody's favourite. And some people think they can go on and win it, which they could probably do. But they get beaten at home by Slovakia 3-1 at the weekend. So things can change very quickly, and I think it's a completely wide open Euros. I think there's only one in 9 or 10 teams can win it.
And do you think, but Logie, do you think something's expected of the Republic? You're saying Northern Ireland can go in and they've already achieved.
Actually, I think some of the fans of the Republic think their team's better than what they really are. The Republic are very workmanlike. You know, Martin has done a great job, and Roy Keane. He has brought what Michael has brought to Northern Ireland, a bit of belief. The teams are very, very confident. Northern Ireland are going into this tournament on the back of, Jerry says, a fantastic run they got. So confidence has to be high. He talks about being open. If you're asking me, listen, as to who you would fancy, I like Spain. I like the look of Spain 11-2. And I also, you know, and it sort of, it's killed me to say it, I think England might have a good tournament as well. But there you are.
Yeah, I didn't hear. Is Sturridge going, or is that not announced yet?
It has been announced yet. But I mean, regardless of whether Sturridge goes or not, if you've played Kane and Vardy up front, front. Those two, you know, they could be top goal scorers. These are two guys who are hungry, have got pace, know where the back of the net is. You know, I think they're a decent side. If they can get the act together and keep it tight at the back, their defence is probably the weakest England defence I've seen over the last 10 or 12 years, but they can get it right on the trip.
But you know what will happen? Wales will beat them. That's the crack.
You know, Chris Coleman, I know Chris has got a very good unit, and again, confidence is good because they've got the unit together and they're very solid at the back, and they've got Gareth Bale, who's a world-class player. I'm watching him play every week and he's world-class.
Totally. Logie, I know you're in here making an ad for a bookmaker, so yeah. what way are the odds panning out for this?
Well, I think...
Do you want a bet?
I think France are the favourites, you know, on certainly with the bookmakers. I have a wee inkling for, you know, for Spain. I just think Spain, you know, at 11-2, coming in under the radar, the quality footballers, you know, Spanish football won the Champions League, they won the Europa League. A lot of those lads are going to feature, and I just think Spain's right. But I do agree with Jerry says. I think it's wide open. I think for the first time in a championship you're going, there's anything up, as you, I agree with you, Jerry, but 7, 8, 9 teams could possibly win it. And don't rule out England. I think England, you know, might have...
They'll do well. I think they'll do well.
I was saying that, I was listening to the song, Old Jackie sounding well there too for another. Do you know, you listen to that song, it's a song that's caught on, it's very catchy, and I think it's great. Frank, you're involved in the whole party atmosphere. Superb stuff. Like
that. It's just, the buzz is absolutely fantastic. I see someone from McLean's looking through the window trying to drag you into a studio. Lads, thank you.
Cheers, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Jerry Armstrong and Logie.